This news update is being brought to you by Agra Valley Services and the AVS Tech Team, serving your broadband internet services and computer repair needs throughout the Thumb and beyond, as well as your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe and Seaboyne Ace Hardware, and by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer in the Thumb and beyond. Here's the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Steve Kaczynski. President Joe Biden is lauding American forces who helped Israel bring down, quote, nearly all of the drones and missiles fired by Iran. He is also vowing to coordinate a global response to Tehran's unprecedented attack. With regional tensions at their highest since the Israel-Hamas war began 6 months ago, Biden on Saturday pledged that American support for Israel's defense against attacks by Iran and its proxies is ironclad. The attack marked the first time Iran has launched a direct military assault on Israel. Biden plans to convene a meeting of the Group of Seven Advanced Democracies on Sunday to, quote, coordinate a united diplomatic response to Israel to Iran's brazen attack. 11 people were shot, including an 8-year-old girl who was killed in what Chicago police believe was gang-related violence on the city's south side. Police updated the number of victims Sunday morning to 11 from 8 the night before. The victims were standing outside at a family gathering when gunfire erupted around 9 p.m. Saturday. The 8-year-old girl was shot in the head and died, while a 1-year-old boy and an 8-year-old boy were each shot multiple times and listed in critical condition on Sunday night. A 9-year-old was hospitalized for a graze wound. Deputy Chief Don Jerome says the adult victims were between the ages of 19 and 40. U.S. Steel shareholders have overwhelmingly approved the firm's sale to Nippon Steel of Japan for $14.1 billion in cash, voicing an unequivocal support for a combination that has drawn opposition from the Biden administration on economic and national security grounds. More than 98% of the shares voted Friday at a special investor meeting approved the takeover, according to a preliminary count of ballots announced by U.S. Steel. The deal has raised concerns about what the sale could mean for unionized workers, supply chains, and U.S. national security, and is opposed by President Biden. The executor of O.J. Simpson's estate says he will work to prevent a payout of a $33.5 million judgment stemming from a wrongful death lawsuit filed years ago by the families of Simpson's ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ron Goldman. Simpson's will was filed Friday in a Clark County court in Nevada, naming his longtime lawyer Malcolm Laverne as the executor. The document shows Simpson's property was placed into a trust that was created this year. Laverne told the Las Vegas Review-Journal that the entirety of Simpson's estate has not yet been tallied. Nevada law says that an estate must go through the courts if its assets exceed $20,000. Alex Garland's provocative Civil War did not only ignite the discourse, the film also inspired audiences to go to the cinemas this weekend, where it earned $25.7 million in ticket sales in North America. That is according to studio estimates on Sunday. It is the biggest R-rated opening of the year to date and a record for A24, the studio behind films like Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, and The Iron Claw. Civil War also unseated Godzilla vs. Kong from its perch atop the box office. The Titan movie from Warner Brothers had held the number one spot for the past 2 weekends. And I'll take a look at your state and local news on WLEW after this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harrell. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
In state news, Dylan Larkin scored on a power play 41 seconds into overtime when the Detroit Red Wings overcame Austin Matthews' 69th goal of the season to beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 5-4 on Saturday. Alex DeBrincat scored twice. David Perron had a goal and an assist. Simon Evanson also scored, and JT Comfer had two assists for Detroit, which led 4-1 after the first period. James Reimer stopped 32 shots against his former team in his 500th NHL game. Auston Matthews moved one away from becoming the first player to reach 70 goals in a season in more than 30 years. Authorities say a Michigan man and his dog have been rescued from the icy waters of an inland lake in the state's Upper Peninsula. The Marquette County Sheriff's Office says 56-year-old Thad Cooper of Michigan Township was searching for his dog Friday afternoon when he saw its head poking above the ice far from shore on Lake Michigan. Cooper kayaked onto the lake to try to rescue the dog, but fell in himself and could not get out. A sheriff's dive team reached Cooper with a flotation board and pulled him to shore. The dog then was also rescued. Three first responders needed medical treatment. The first parents convicted in a U.S. mass school shooting have been sentenced to at least 10 years in prison in Michigan. The judge said Tuesday that Jennifer and James Crumbly missed opportunities that could have prevented their son from possessing a gun and killing four students at Oxford High School in 2021. Judge Cheryl Matthews says poor parenting was not on trial. Rather, the judge says the Crumblys, quote, ignored things that should have raised the hair on the back of their necks. The Crumblys were convicted of involuntary manslaughter. They were accused of failing to secure a gun and ignoring Ethan Crumbly's mental health. Eduard Julian and Willie Castro homered as the Minnesota Twins beat the Detroit Tigers 4-1 to sweep a doubleheader on Saturday. Minnesota used a 7-run 12th inning to win the first game 11-5. The Tigers struck out 27 times in the doubleheader and 42 times in a 24-hour span, including Friday's rain-delayed Detroit 8-2 win. Simeon Woods Richardson allowed one run on two hits and a walk in six innings in the second game. Cole Sands pitched the final 2 1/3 innings for his first save of the season. Matt Manning gave up 4 runs on 5 hits and 2 walks in 6 2/3 innings for Detroit. And I'll take a look at your local news on WLEW after this.
This is Paul from the AVS Tech Team. Is your business too small to have an in-house tech support person, but too complex to manage yourself? Perhaps your home IT person is your teenage neighborhood's kid. If you answer yes to either of these, then the AVS Tech Team is here to help. We're a group of certified experts who can get your tech on track. The first step is to give us a call at 888-282-4943 or visit one of our three locations in Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky for free consultation. We'll help you determine the next steps for fixing your technology woes in a cost-effective way. We can also come to you for problems that are too big to carry into the store. There's no reason to put up with touchy technology when you have the AVS Tech Team on your side. Reach out today to see how we can help. 888-282-4943 or visit our website at avstechteam.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook for special savings.
Want to advance your career? Agri Valley Communications, parent company of the AVS Tech Team, is growing its team. Go to avci.net/careers to learn more.
In local news, the Department of Public Services, or DPS, in Croswell has been busy with spring projects, including keeping geese corralled. Workers attached chicken wire to the bike path fencing in an effort to cut down on geese-human interaction, which can get rather confrontational at times. A split rail fencing has been put up in Truman Park at the Croswell Road bike path and at the splash pad. DPS workers have been busy street sweeping Howard Road to combat dirt buildup on the roadway due to truck traffic. They have been busy with cemetery cleanup as well throughout the town around lampposts, mailboxes, and signs. Some asphalt repairs have been done to some areas of the bike path. In addition, there are several new street signs that will be put up as DPS workers have time to do so. During the meeting, it was reported that pipe replacement for the water main project is expected to resume in mid-May. The village of Peck is among the 13 municipalities that will share more than $2.8 million awarded by the state for improvement projects. Peck's share is $233,250. Of that funding, $25,000 is for upgrading the equipment of the village police department, and $64,000 will go toward infrastructure replacements at the village hall and community center buildings. Also, $145,000 will be for sidewalk work. The money comes from the state's Financially Distressed Cities, Villages, and Townships, or FDCVT, grant program. The grant funds are awarded for infrastructure work, enhancement for public safety, services, and other improvements. The funding will help Peck and other municipalities with financial stability. There will be a new sheriff in town in 2024. Tuscola County Sheriff Glenn Skrent is not seeking re-election after more than 46 years of service in law enforcement. During his career in the Sheriff's Department, he has held the position of Deputy, Corrections, Dispatch, Detective, Under-Sheriff, and Sheriff. Due to Skrent's retirement, there are three contenders for the position. Two of the contenders for Sheriff are from within the department, and the other is a Carroll businessman. Lieutenant Jail Administrator Brian Harris, who is a 20-year veteran of the department, is running to replace his boss. Sergeant Ryan Robinson, who has been with the department for 18 years, is a contender also. The third candidate is Brandon Putnam, who is running on the platform of being a constitutional sheriff. His background is as a businessman. A constitutional sheriff's goal is ensuring public safety, protecting civil rights and liberties, and upholding the U.S. Constitution. The position of sheriff will be on the August and November ballots and is a four-year term. And I'll take a look at more news on WLEW after this.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Mike from the used department at Moore Motor Sales.
And this is Dawn Foote from the new car sales.
Hey, Dawn, we got some great deals going this month. You want to hear what they are?
I do.
This month, on select vehicles, we're giving $3,500 more than what your car is worth.
Mike, why would we do such a thing?
Actually, we won't. We will give you fair market value on whatever you're looking at. And you know why we're not going to give you that much money over what your trade is worth?
Because that's not possible.
It is not possible, and it's not true. What will we do for the first 10 people through the door?
We will treat them just like the next 10,000 people.
So we're not going to do a special deal for the first 10?
No, why would we do something like that? We treat every customer the same.
So if you want a dealer who won't pressure you to race down here for false promises, but merely to get treated fairly and honestly, come down to Moore Motor Sales in Carroll, Michigan, and see me, Mike.
And me, Dawn Foote.
For the real deal. Moore Motors.
Moore Motor Sales, just west of Carroll on M81. Come see why your friends and neighbors have been making the drive to Carroll for more than 59 years.
In other news, there will be a fundraiser for a young woman who is battling pancreatic cancer while facing mounting medical bills. The benefit meal and auction will be from 1 p.m. today, Sunday, April 14th, at the Tuscola County Fairgrounds Midway Hall at 700 South Almer Street in Caro. The meal will consist of meatballs, chicken, mashed potatoes, corn, desserts, and other items. The cost for an adult meal is $14. The cost for kids age 5 to 10 years old is $7, and those under the age of 5 are for free. There will be a 50-50 raffle and silent auction from 1 to 4, and a bake sale from 1 to 5 p.m. For questions or more information, you can call Gloria Lara at 810-656-2093. proceeds from the event will go to help with the mounting medical bills. And that is the news for this hour here on WLEW. I'm Steve Kaczynski. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net. And WLEW and WHST currently have no obituaries to report as of 12 noon today, Sunday, April 14th, 2024. For a complete list of written Thumb Mary obituaries anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by Agra Valley Services and the AVS Tech Team, serving your broadband internet services and computer repair needs throughout the Thumb and beyond. Your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe and Seaboyne Ace Hardware. And by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer in the Thumb and beyond.